Wired and Wireless Networks Podcast, Oshier GCSE Computer Science Topic 2.2. Hello, and welcome to your GCSE Computer Science Study Podcast. I'm here to help you master one of the most exam-focused topics in the OCR specification, wired and wireless networks. This is Topic 2.2, and it's absolutely crucial because it appears in both foundation and higher-tier papers and typically accounts for around 15 to 20 marks across Paper 1. Today, we're going to break down everything you need to know about network types, topologies, hardware, protocols, and those tricky Wi-Fi frequencies that always seem to pop up in exam questions. By the end of this podcast, you'll have a crystal-clear understanding of how to earn every available mark on this topic. So grab your notes, get comfortable, and let's dive into the world of networks. Let's start with the fundamentals. The OCR exam board wants you to understand the difference between a LAN and a WAN, and this is where many candidates lose easy marks. A LAN, or local area network, covers a small geographical area like a school, home, or office building. The key point here is that the organization owns and maintains all the infrastructure. That means the cables, the switches, the routers, everything belongs to them. Now contrast that with a WAN, or wide area network. This covers a large geographical area, potentially spanning cities, countries, or even continents. The critical difference for exam marks is that a WAN uses hired infrastructure or third-party telecommunication lines. Think of the internet as the ultimate WAN. When your school connects to the internet, they're using cables and infrastructure owned by BT, Virgin Media, or another provider. Always mention hired infrastructure or third-party lines in your answer to secure that mark. Moving on to network topologies. You need to know three main types: star, bus, and mesh. Let's tackle star topology first because it's the most common in modern networks. In a star topology, every device connects to a central switch or hub. The beauty of this design is reliability. If one cable fails, only that specific device loses connection, the rest of the network keeps running perfectly. Examiners love asking about this advantage, so remember, star equals reliability and easy fault isolation. Bus topology is older technology, but still appears in exam questions. Here, all devices connect to a single backbone cable with terminators at each end. The problem? If that main cable fails, the entire network goes down. It's also slower because data packets travel along the whole cable, causing collisions when multiple devices transmit simultaneously. Mesh topology is where every device connects to every other device. This creates incredible redundancy. There are multiple paths for data to travel, so if one connection fails, data simply reroutes. The downside is cost and complexity. Imagine the cabling nightmare in a mesh network with 20 devices. That's why mesh is typically used in critical systems like military communications or large-scale wireless networks. Now, let's talk about network hardware, because OCR loves testing this. You must distinguish between a switch and a router. A switch operates within a LAN and uses MAC addresses to direct data packets only to the intended recipient device. This makes the network more efficient and secure because data doesn't broadcast to everyone. A router, on the other hand, connects different networks together, like connecting your school LAN to the internet WAN. Routers use IP addresses to route data packets between networks. Don't confuse their roles. Wireless access points, or WIPs, are another key piece of hardware. They allow wireless devices to connect to a wired network. Think of them as bridges between Wi-Fi devices and the Ethernet cables running through your building. Now, here's a topic that trips up many candidates: Wi-Fi frequencies. You need to compare 2.4 GHz and 5 GHz bands. The 2.4 GHz band offers better range and penetrates walls more effectively, making it ideal for larger homes or buildings with thick walls. However, it suffers from more interference because many devices use this frequency: microwaves, baby monitors, Bluetooth devices. The 5 GHz band provides faster data transfer speeds and experiences less interference because it's less crowded. The trade-off is shorter range and poorer wall penetration. In exam questions, explicitly link these characteristics: 2.4 GHz equals better range, 5 GHz equals faster speed. Let's move to the TCP/IP four-layer model. This is frequently tested, and you must know the layers in order. Use the mnemonic All Teachers Inspire Learning to remember: application, transport, internet, link. The application layer provides network services like HTTP for web browsing, SMTP for sending emails, and FTP for file transfers. The transport layer splits data into numbered packets using TCP or UDP protocols. The internet layer handles IP addressing and routing packets across networks. Finally, the link layer manages the physical transmission over cables or wireless using MAC addresses. DNS or domain name system is another exam favorite. When you type a URL like www.bbc.co.uk into your browser, the DNS server converts that human-friendly address into a computer-readable IP address like 151.101.192.81. Always describe this as a conversion or translation process to earn your mark.
Right, let's talk exam technique because knowing the content is only half the battle. OCR uses specific command words and your response must match them. If the question says state, give a brief factual answer, one or two words, or a short phrase. Describe means explain what happens or what something is like using correct terminology. Explain requires you to say how or why using the word because to link cause and effect.
For those high-value 8-mark discuss questions, you must provide a balanced argument. If they ask you to discuss cloud storage, for example, you need benefits like accessibility from any location, automatic backups and scalability, but also drawbacks like dependency on internet connection, ongoing subscription costs, and potential security risks. To reach level 3 and score 7 or 8 marks, you need well-developed points on both sides with a justified conclusion. Common mistakes to avoid: don't confuse SMTP and POP3. SMTP sends emails, POP3 retrieves them. Don't say a switch connects different networks, that's a router's job. Don't describe the cloud vaguely as storage in the air. It's remote servers accessed via the internet. And always, always mention hired infrastructure when defining a WAN.
Timing is crucial. You get approximately 1 minute per mark, so a 6-mark question should take about 6 to 7 minutes. If you're spending longer, you're probably overthinking it.
Let's test your knowledge with some quick-fire questions. Pause after each one and answer out loud. Question 1. What does DNS stand for and what does it do? Question 2. In a star topology, what happens if one cable fails? Question 3. Which Wi-Fi frequency band offers better range, 2.4 GHz or 5 GHz? Question 4. What's the difference between a switch and a router? Question 5. Name the 4 layers of the TCP/IP model in order. How did you do? If you struggled with any of those, go back and review that section.
Brilliant. Let's recap the essentials. Remember the LAN versus WAN distinction, ownership of infrastructure is key. Know your topologies, star for reliability, bus for simplicity, but with single point of failure, mesh for redundancy. Distinguish between switches using MAC addresses within a LAN and routers using IP addresses between networks. Compare Wi-Fi frequencies, 2.4 GHz for range, 5 GHz for speed. Master the TCP/IP layers using your mnemonic, and always describe DNS as converting URLs to IP addresses.
This topic is worth significant marks, and with focused revision, you can absolutely nail it. Practice past paper questions, focusing on those command words, and always show you're working in calculations. Good luck with your revision, and remember, you've got this. Keep practicing, stay confident, and those marks will be yours. Happy studying!